Have you ever asked a request that was before or anymore?
Bear request. Whatever's going to get done, that would be the next thing. It's a fair request, and let's discuss afterwards. It's a very fair request on your part. Okay. The Siyata Dishmaya, before we start, I want to get a little feedback. Some of the Talmidim said to me that, let me put it this way. When I was going around in Seder yesterday, so a lot of the Talmidim were on the first part of the Maror Mekomos, on Zeres, Mashkin, Shezavon, and since the topic of Sfita and Beged and baby wipes is so important, it could be, I'm ready, B'Siyata D'Shmaya, to learn with you the Sugya today, but how many of you would prefer that we focus on the first Sugya, Mashkin, Shezavon, and Shviras Kera, and leave Sfita's Beged? Most that I saw were on the first half and on the second half. So how many wanted to stay on the first half? How many people want to do the both, the first half and the second half? Okay, so we're going to go with the first half. Maybe the supplemental shiur we could do the we'll do even on the second half. Also a note, and if Rav David told me that it was going a little faster than last year, so he's the ultimate for me. Rav David's a fantastic barometer, so I figured we should slow down a little after speaking to him and seeing where the guys are holding. So we'll slow up a little bit in a positive sense. We'll just make sure that we understand more. As well as, it should be noted that in the beginning, in the Hakdama and even in the Sugya Sfita, there's a little bit less Mechaber, Ramah, and Mishnah Berurah. I do very much want to do Mechaber, Ramah inside with you as much as we can. The one challenge that we have in Hilchos Shabbos is that it's not the same as Hilchos Nida and Hilchos Basra Chalav Taruas, where you could go Keseder. But I will try to, I realize they didn't accentuate in the past, which Sinan we're working on the top of the page. So from now on, the Siyata Dishmaya, probably through the rest of the year, aside from the supplemental Shurim, you'll always be able to know what Sinan we're on, and we'll try to elucidate which Si'ifim we're doing as well. I hope will be obvious. Sometimes I start with the topic, but if you just look right in the top of the page, there's Mashkin Shezavu, you see the beginning of Si'ifim Aleph Beis Gimel. Again, Hilchos Shabbos will not be as smooth, and there's nothing as challenging as Basra Chal Taruvas in the curriculum, but there's a part of Basra Chal Taruvas that's easier, that you go generally Keseder. Hilchos Shabbos is more challenging because even if we want to go Keseder and Shulchan Aruch, and not go Keseder on Malachos, it's just by nature is a little bit more all over the place. So that part will become a little bit more rooted, the Siyata Dishmaya and the Shulchan Aruch, which I think is something that's very important. We had seen last week that in the Sugya of Sechita, there is an ancillary Sugya that Rabban Zion pointed out really dominates the first discussion in the Gemara, and that's the Sugya of Mashkin Shezavu. That's the Zera Atu, that one is not allowed to derive benefit from mashkin that ebbed out of peros, because lest one come to do sechita. So that is a Gemara, Mishnah Kufman Gimel, the Gemara over there. And let's take a look and see the words of the Mechaber in Simin Shinkov Sif Aleph. Zeisim v'anodim also l'safta, and that we did last week, that Yisud arise as sechita. And yotzam me'atzim on asurin, and if they ebb out by themselves, then they're asur. Afilu lo ha'yu omdim el la'achila. So here there's a difference between Zeisim v'anodim, that even if it's only la'achila, the halacha is that the mashkin shezavu is going to be asur. Tusim v'rimonim also l'safta. So we discussed the category of Yisud Rabban last week. And yotzam me'atzim, and if they ebb out, so then in such a case, im omdim la'achila mutter, im omdim l'mashka asur, u'shar kalaperos, Motor l'sovdan. So this is the Zera Mashkin Shezavu. It's not too l'maisa, but we're going to see a couple of examples of where it comes up. The Ramah comments, V'makum shenov l'sovd eze peros l'shtov meimav machmas tzama l'tainu, vino ketusim v'rimonim. And those places where they do squeeze fruits, even though it's not so common, but they do it every once in a while for tzama l'tainu, then such case as a din of tusim rimonim. I will know the list called the rafua levado in lochush, because that's not considered. We'll use Rav Nevinsel's lamdus from last time. It's not considered yisiris hamashke. The chol zeh dach the list called asur. I will mutter limtzos bepiv min hanam hamashke behem. One would be allowed to suck out from the grape the juice. The kol shekein b'shar dvar. Certainly other things. The Mishnah Berurah comments in Sifkat and Yud, why is it that you're allowed to do schita in one's mouth? The Mishnah Berurah comments, mitam de'ein derech schita b'piv. It's not the derech to do schita with one's mouth. And therefore, lo gazru. Kol davar shein darko b'kach lo gazru. So then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah does point out there is an exception from the Gemara Ksubas on the Asama in regards to Yanika, but nevertheless, the general rule is that Metzitza v'peh is going to be mutter. However, the Ramah concludes, V'yesha ostrim hunsos v'peh ba'anavim, u'keyosvim. There are some who say that it's going to be osir. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkut Katnud Beis that that's based on the Gemara Ksubas on Daf Samach. The Gemara says that it's also midrabanan to nurse from an animal, and it's going to be no better to suck out of a grape. Bottom line, in regards to sucking out of a grape, the bottom line is, and Mishnah Berurah points out, that this is only if the grape is outside of one's mouth. If the grape is inside of one's mouth, then in such a case, that would not be called schita at all. Once it's in your mouth, it's not considered schita at all. We're going to see a parallel to that. I presume it's a parallel in Hilchos Borer, that once the food gets into your mouth, so then in such a case, it's not going to be considered Borer. So the same halacha applies in regards to the fruit in one's mouth. The Talmud raised an interesting question that's not nogeh for us now, and that is, what about Borer when you put a cherry in your mouth and you have the stem on the outside, and you pull the stem out? So is that in your mouth? Is that considered Borer? Is that not considered Borer? But bottom line is that when it comes to Zeis and Vanavim, that it shouldn't be sucked out. The juice shouldn't be sucked when it's outside of your mouth. Inside of your mouth, according to Yeshosim or the Ramah, inside of your mouth, the Kulei Alma, there isn't going to be any problem at all. Halakha L'maisa, this comes up in regards to these Sharas HaMashkin Shizavu, they're really not so common. We don't gather up a lot of mashkin. All the fruits are processed for us generally, but it does come up when people eat grapefruits and so on. When people are eating grapefruit, so then what often happens is that after you finish the grapefruit, so then there is mashka that's left. So is that a problem of mashka and shizav or not? So if you take a look in the supplemental book, look at the first, the cover on Ha'ara number 4, so the Dirshu quotes a machlokes between Rav Eliashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's how, which is really dependent on last week's sugya. And I was not aware of this last week, but yes, last week I presented that according to Chazon Ish, that the halacha is that squeezing oranges today would constitute an Isser D'oraisa. I was not aware that halacha l'maisa, this is how Rav Eliashiv comes out as well. Of course, that's family, right? Because Chazon Ish's nephew married Rav Eliashiv's daughter. So Rabbi Yashiv sides with the side of the Mechutanim, and he holds that grapefruits today would constitute the same din as Zeisim V'Anavim. That's quoted in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah on the second column, the second paragraph, Din Tapuzim V'Eshkolios. So they quote Rabbi Yashiv saying that. So number 4, they point out that would be a nafkamina, not only because we're not squeezing a lot of orange, we're not squeezing a lot today, at least most people, depends. Different strokes, different folks. Most people buy the stuff, but it does come out halacha l'maaseh in regards to grapefruits today. Because if you hold that grapefruits have a din d'oraisa, have a din d'zeisim v'anavim, so then in such a case, even though it's only l'achila, you'll still have a din of mashkin shezavu. So according to Rav Eliashiv, you wouldn't be allowed to scoop up the grapefruit juice afterwards after you finish eating the grapefruit. However, if Shlomo Zalman zatzal did not hold that way, which works very, very nicely, because that's how it's hard to pin Rav Nemzal down. But time after time after time, it seems to be clear to me that Rav Nemzal holds me to Gurdadina, like we saw from the Prima Gadim, that's only Zeisim V'Anavim, that's Aser Minator, and that's how we presented it last time. And Shlomo Zalman himself said that the grapefruits are a Dindarabbanan. Memela, if it's only L'Achila, the halacha is that's going to be Mutter. So whether you're allowed to scoop up the grapefruit juice afterwards, whether it has a din mashkim shezavu, that's going to be usher to have ana, comes out beautifully. The two shiurim are connected from each other, which is why you can't always go in Shulchan Aruch Keseder, right? So we first had to decide what was the Isser D'Oraisa, and then we have to figure out what the Halacha in Sif Aleph is. If you didn't have the understanding what's the Din D'Oraisa, then you can't do the Din D'Rabbanan before you do the Din D'Oraisa. I, the Shulchan Aruch, wrote it that way. So that's an interesting kasha. What's the answer? Why did the Shulchan Aruch write it backwards? The answer is because the Shulchan Aruch wasn't meant to be the Sefer for Iyun. Sefer Shulchan Aruch, as I found the quote, is that all Dalat Halkei Shulchan Aruch was supposed to be chazered every month. So it was a way of getting in all of the halachos that were contemporary at that time in a very, very quick manner. So every once in a while, what you'll have is you can't learn the sugya in the order of the Shulchan Aruch. Yes?
How would Ramayana say that it's seen as these, and not one of just, one of the like, Ramas, it would be like,
So we said that those fruits that are so commonly squeezed, then in such a case, then it has a din even of have a din of zaysin v'anam. That's the chiddush ein hachanami. I agree. Let's see. Quoted the Dirshu in the second column. The din on the towards the top. The din tapuzim eshkolios kasser liyosh din kizaysim v'anovim hol v'rugil masochtam. I agree. That's a chiddush. I agree. It's a chiddush. I think halacha l'maisa one could be made though in terms of grapefruits. I quote also Rav Nissim Karelis, Rav Shmuel Shlema, is also a mako. By the way, the position of Rav Shlomo Zalman is not one that that's mafurish. I know that I've been making diukim in Rav Nissim, so Dirshu made a diukim in Rav Shlomo Zalman as well. If you take the quote that he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman as holding as a din of tusim v'rimon, it was not mafurish. You look up that Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, so it's a diuk in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, but I think that that diuk is a valid diuk, and Nahara Pasha. I agree with Sammy. I think that the Pasha is that it should have a din of tusim v'rimonim, but of course these are giants, and Nahara Pashte, that is their position. Okay, so this is in regards to Mashkin Shizah. The Sifim Beis, Sifim Gimel are really not Lamaisa at all. I would encourage you to read them and go through them, but I think that there's nothing here that requires added hosafa that's not mafurish in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Mishnah Berurah. There's a beautiful and fascinating sugya where we're up to in Siv Test that we're going to continue with. We did in the supplemental shiur, so let me just read it for you in Siv Hey before, because that will be the only thing that we haven't done up until Sif Test. We made reference to Sif Test as well, and we won't do it, but Sif Hey, we didn't do it all. We did in the supplemental shiur. So just in terms of Halacha L'maisa, one should be aware that if you have underdeveloped fruits, so then in such a case, there is a shaila of squeezing those fruits even into other food. We learned Halacha L'maisa, Meikar D'dina, even though there are machmirim, that the halacha is that you're allowed to squeeze into other foods. That's in regards to grapes. We saw Cholei Vadim Eizot HaKara. What happens if you have an underdeveloped grape? That's called a bosa. So that's what the Mechaber describes in Sif Hey. Yesh Mishomer Duhu Adin LeBosa Shemot Vasal Kol Tocha Ochel. That you're allowed to squeeze an underdeveloped grape into food. Rabbeinu Tam Osim Bosa. Now here the Pashtus, even though it could very well be that the Mechaber is passing like the first daya, the Pashtus is like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says all the Heterim that we learned are an instance where the fruit that you're using is already an ochel. So you're not going to have a problem of ochel producing psolas. You're not going to have a case of borer, because everything is ochel. No psolas here at all. But what happens if you have an underdeveloped fruit? So you have two shilas, you have two potential shilas that are at play. So in our supplemental shiur last week, we saw that there are two issues, one being a shila of dosh, that the underdeveloped fruit, in this case the grape that's called a bosar, is the psoles, and you're squeezing out from it ochel. That's no different than threshing the wheat and separating the wheat from its husk. So you have a shaila of dush. The other shaila you have is borer. Now how do you define what's called psoles and what's called taking ochel from psoles, what's called taking psoles from ochel? It's going to be a big question, which I don't know if at the end of the year we're going to get to the bottom of that entirely. We'll state the different shitas, but whether we'll be able to find rayas, hefreifas, in either direction, it's going to be complicated. But at the end of the day, everybody knows that Bora is when you have solas and ochel. So over here as well, you have solas and ochel. So it could very well be Rabbein Tam prohibits with both. So why in the world is Maker the Din and Maker? This we didn't do in the supplemental shir. What's the tzad v'imater? Either you have a shayla of dash or you have a shayla of Bora. What's the heter? So the Be'er Halacha points out this is not pashut at all that the boser is considered psolas. At the end of the day, in Siman Reish Beis, Be'er Halacha points out Dibur Maskil Holel that you make a Bore Kri Adama on the boser. So that could very well be that the boser is not entirely considered psolas at all. So that's the only thing Rabbeinu Tam. That sometimes you need the basic shear, not the supplemental shear, just to spell out the basics. That would be the other sheet. So Halacha L'maisa, one should be choshesh for Rabbeinu Tam l'chatchila, but b'dieved there are definitely shitos that are makel. One more question that's raised in the Be'er Halacha that we discussed a lot last week, and this goes back to many digukim in Rishonim, is at the end of the day, if you hold its aser, like the Magen Avraham and others rule, is there room to say that it's mutter la'alter? If you say the iser is borer, so then in such a case, the halach will be that it will be mutter la'alter. If, however, you say that it's dash, so then in such a case, you don't have a heter la'alter, and that's the discussion of the Be'er Halacha, Dibur Maskil Lechel. This is also not too much l'maisa, so we won't belabor it too much, but this is the basic sugya in Sif Hey. Yes?
So, just to go back a second, Rabbeinu Tam says that the dinner doesn't apply because it doesn't apply to $40 proof, but there are arguing.
No, the other way around. Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's considered so less, and the other Rishonim hold that it's not. I miss, every once in a while, it could be me that I mix up the names. Says the Mechaber, Sif Tes. Sif Tes, let's start in the Tur Beis Yosef. Let's take a look at Simon Shin Chaf, Sif Tes, Ein Raskin Hashelek. Says the Tur, Ein Raskin Hashelek V'Habarek. This is how the Gemara wraps up the Perek B'Met Omnim, and says that you're not allowed to squeeze snow or barad, but you're allowed to put it inside of a pre-existing drink. Since he's not doing it with his hand, it's going to be permissible. There's a beautiful and fascinating Rashi on that Gemara. The Beis Yosef quotes everything. I didn't photocopy the Gemara. The Beis Yosef has everything here. And Dibur Maskil Ein Raskin Hashelek, he says, "Upirish Rashi Maraskin Mishabel Chatichos Dakos." You're allowed to. There's a discussion what you're allowed to break into small pieces. Kadeshi Yizuvu Maimer Mishum V'Kamolid B'Shabbos. That's a very interesting term that Rashi uses. That you're creating something new on Shabbos. V'Dami LeMalacha Shebore Mayim Halalu. And appears like Malacha. For Rashi, it sounds like that it resembles the Maisa of Slita. Hence, it appears in Simon Shin Chaf. It resembles Shechita. It's not Shechita for many different reasons. If you take the Prima Godin that says that you need some type of Kisui, it's not Shechita. It could very well be that there's no Yitziras Hamashke that we're going to discuss later on. Is it considered as if you've made anything new at all when you take ice and you make it into water? But if it happens me'elav, there is no shash. So according to Rashi, it's beautiful. The reason why it's going to be mutter is because it was nimucha me'elav, and it doesn't resemble any malacha at all. However, Rashi's position is not the only one. We're going to see three positions in regards to the iser of risu. The kasar aran, umashma dimishum srach malacha naguba. The Ran says that the first day, like Rashi, is malacha. Inami gzeira shem yischol peros haom din lamashke. We're afraid that he's going to be selfe peros that are omei lamashke. In other words, according to Rashi, the first day is it resembles malacha outside of slika. According to the second day of the Ran, the shash over here is that it resembles slika itself. So even if it's not going to be qualified as slika, according to Rashi, it resembles that you're doing malacha, and therefore they were afraid that if people think you could do that, you could do other types of malacha. If you look up the Rambam, the Beis Yosef is 100% correct. It's also the Ran as well. This is the Ran. This is still a quote from the Ran. The Ran is 100% correct. That if you look up the Rambam, it's absolutely striking. The Rambam puts the halachos of Slita, and right smack in the middle, the Rambam also says, Ein Raskin Hashelek. So clearly, for the Rambam, it's that it entirely resembles Shechita, and for that reason it's going to be awesome. And therefore it follows, continuing on in the Beis Yosef, quoting the Ran, V'daf ke'echa dov v'yadayim, ha'ilu inichem d'chama v'nifshiru, v'afilu k'neged ha'medura, mutarim hem. But if you don't do it with your own hands, then it's going to be mutter. Because the lav nolad, it's not considered nolad, v'lo dami l'mashkim shezavu, and doesn't, it in no way resembles mashkim shezavu. So the classic case of nolad that we have is a beitza shenolda. If you have an egg that was laid on Shabbos or Yom Tov, so then in such a case we have the shaila of muktzah of nolad. So the Ran throws in, and the Ran says, this is not a case of nolad, this is not the case of muktzah, because this was already in existence. It's not like a hen that's putting down an egg where the egg didn't exist at all. And then he quotes a very difficult shita, the third shita. This third shita comes up halacha l'maisa very much for Ashkenazim today. Aval b'sefer ha'truma kasav da'asura mishum nolad. The sefer ha'truma says no, it is nolad. So, by the way, the first way of reading this shita is that the sefer ha'truma is saying no. Not only is there a muktza, that nolad, that the Gemara's examples, when you have something that's yesh me'ayin, if it's not prepared before Shabbos, so too, we have a more expanded din of nolad, that this is also a din, some type of din of muktzah. L'fizeh, afilu inicham d'chama v'nifshiro shezav me'alem, asur mishum nolad. Nevertheless, it's going to be asur for nolad when you put it into the sun. We're going to see that explanation of the Sefer HaTrumah is not mukhrach at all. But before we see how to be masked with the Sefer HaTrumah to be yoreh b'sof daito, let us see how we paskin the halacha, see a couple examples of halacha, and then the nuances within the sheep of the Sefer HaTrumah we're going to see as things go on. So again, we have halacha of Emer Askin HaSheleg, three different explanations. Either it just resembles malacha in general, Rashi, or the Rambam who says that it's akin to mashkin shezavu, or the third possibility is that some type of nolad, and that's going to be awesome. The nafkamina, let me just flesh out the nafkamina. The nafkamina, the Ran says, is the following. The Ran says that if we're going to say that the halacha is that it's awesome because some type of malacha resembles sita, so then the only time you do is when you pound it. When you yourself are doing it, so then in such a case, then it resembles a malacha and then it resembles sita. But if you just put it next to the fire and then it's zav me'elav, then it's not going to be asur. But according to Sefer HaTrumah, who says it's nolad, so then in such a case it will be asur. The other shitas, what type of nolad is this? This is not going to be nolad at all. Now this shaila comes up in very different places in halacha l'maisa, and b'siyat d'shmai will try to track them. We don't need to do very much because Moran HaChafetz Chaim did most of it for us. We're going to, of course, turn to the first, the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Chav Tes. Yes?
Did I mention the Rashi
Bolden is a I said one way of saying that the Malacha is Sita, but the way the Ran understands it is that there's Rashi is general Malacha, and the other, the Rambam holds that it resembles Sita. Nachon. For Rashi, it's vague. It could have been Sita, too. But Rashi is vague. What is the Malacha? Initially, when you read Rashi, the first malacha that comes to mind is slita, but the Ran doesn't understand it that way. Yes?
So, ignoring the fact that Rashi used the word molid and totally disassociating it with the
Sefer Shalom? Who associated Rashi? I happen to like your deal. I don't mean to be difficult.
When I read Rashi, I said, oh, this is the same as this is the Sefer Shalom.
Okay, so let's go to Rashi again. Let's look at Rashi in the Gemara. Let's take a look. Yeah, I agree. I agree with you, Rabbi Zion. But let's follow Rabbi David Slomi down, so we could actually look inside Gemara Rashi. So Nuna Aleph on the base. If we take a look at the Rashi, so there Rashi says the aim of Raski, Kamo Raski, Mishab no Tatichos Dakas Baro, Kadesh Zuru Meimam, Mishum the Kamol of the Shabbos, the Dami the Malacha Shabore Hamayim Ha'elu. He's being molded on Shabbos, and it resembles malacha. So, on the one hand, Rabban points out that Rashi says molded. On the other hand, he says dummy la malacha.
Yeah, I thought that was how Rashi, like, I think, I thought this is Rashi's shita in what nolad is.
I don't think so. I mean, in other words, that's a very, very important point that we have to contend with the relationship between nolad and molid. But nolad is a sugya in beitza, which on Yom Tov might be an Isur d'Oraisa, and on Shabbos is an Isur d'Rabbanan, is a chelik ha-muktzah. So that's one halacha, that's halacha nolad. Rashi, at least the way, according to Rashi, saying it's molid. What is the Sefer HaTruma in terms of what this nolad is different. My nafkamina, the nafkamina is going to be whether you put it by the fire. According to Rashi, if you don't pummel it, so then in such a case, at least that's how the Ran understood, and I think it makes a lot of sense, if you don't attack it directly, then you weren't molad b'shabbos. The fire was molad b'shabbos. So if this was a malacha bishul, so then einachanami, you don't have to do the malacha. But being molad on Shabbos, if you weren't molad it, then it would presumably, that's how the Ran understood. According to Rashi, it's going to be molad. But you're 100% right to raise that Rashi uses the word molad, and it begs the question of what is this molad b'Shabbos. In other words, to show how powerful Rav Ben's diuk is, if Rashi was simply saying that, as the Ran presents, that it's a malacha shebora mayim elu, then why did Rashi say molad? It sounds like there's something interesting in Rashi's description of molad. I like your point. Whether we're going to have anything good, that we need to see as time goes on.
Yes. Say
no. Oh, that I agree. I agree it's not nolad. But I'm interested, what's Rashi doing when he's introducing this category of molad? That's what's Rashi's whole stuff when he's saying it's molad. Okay. Says the Mechaber, Shilin Shin Chot Sivtes. Hashelik va'abarad emiras k'mosam. You're not allowed to crush snow and ice. What's for it again? Hail. Da'ainul shabun l'chatichas k'takos k'day sh'yisu v'meimav. Avonos l'utel k'kos shal yayin o'meimav v'nimuach me'elav v'ein ha'poshesh v'chein ha'minichem b'cham al-k'neid ha'medura v'nim shiru mutar. So the Mechaber is mefurish that he doesn't like to say for a truma in terms of la'alacha. You're allowed to take the ice and have it warm up. Now this is halacha l'maisa. People don't realize it. This comes up in which they take out a water from the freezer, something that's been frozen, and they put it next to the fire to cool down. So then, in such a case, according to the mechaber, it is mutter. As we're going to see, the Mishnah Berurah points out that there is a time that the Ramah was choshesh for the Shita of the Sefer HaTruma, and we'll have to discuss whether it's mutter to take something out of the freezer to have it cool down and to melt. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Dalet, Ve'ena Choshesh, if you didn't do a ma'aseh b'yadayim, there was no gzeirah. V'yesh matir afil rasek b'yadayim l'toch hakos. V'atam yikimun shenis arid mash b'sol hakos v'ene ben lo gazru be'klav. So if you put it inside a cup, we saw it's mutter, and there are some who say you're allowed to thrash the ice inside of the cup because you're not. It's already no longer be'en. If it's no longer be'en, then in such a case, it's going to be permissible. Lamed hay mutar lanos mehen vuadin the motel chatila aniach kiman shu emelo hu nimuach ukamolos el chakos. So you're allowed to even take the frozen item outside of the freezer and put it next to something hot, and it's going to be nimuach mehelo. And here the Mishnah Berurah adds a whammy. Uledas haramot the simin shin yudches b'hagav dam hacha yesh lahachmir. The after nimuach me'el of asam mishum nolad, the ena doma l'sol chakos, the hasam hu mukura v'mayim, the ena nikar. That according to the Ramah, we're going to see is choshesh for sefer truma. So too over here, if you cause it to melt by the fire, it's going to be asur. Kach posek hamishum gura, based on the magen Avram. Okay, where is this? Where is this Ramah? Let's take a look and let's see how this comes up all the time. Halacha l'maisa. Shin yud ches sivta zayin. Let's take a look at the mechaber. Muter litein in panda keneged eish makom shayatzaledes. It's permissible to put an in panda. An in panda was some type of Kugel. Anybody have a precise definition of what an empanada is?
It's like basically what we call an empanada. It's the same, right? Like
I'm sorry.
Dough with food inside.
Dough with food inside. Okay, good. It was a dough, and that's going to be the. That's even better than a kugel. It's dough, and that dough, generally dough, has some type of oil, like some type of bereka, maybe. Something along the lines of bereka. So that's warmed up in front of the fire. Makum shiatsulades. Even though the fat, the oil, is going to become nimuah. Nevertheless, the halacha is that it is mutter.
That
this is the mechaber shin yuches tezayin. That's mechaber says that there is no concern. The Mishnah Berurah points out that this is very, very deceiving in Hilchos Bishul. He says if it would reach yatzel ledes bo, then you would have a shiloh bishul. But the mechaber over here was talking about the Yisr of Nolad. Very funny because this appears in Shin Yuches Tezayin by the halachas of Bishul. But this, of course, is a mechaber l'shitaso. By putting something next to the fire, you're not going to have the problem of Nolad. Comments the Ramah. The kol shekein keder sheish barotav shenikvish kishashim shuma nima hainu be'en deshari. And we saw that the whole zera doesn't apply when the mashkin goes into something else. The yesh machmirin, and there's some more machmir. Sure enough, the parentheses gives us our ran in the end of Perek Bametomnin. By the way, the conclusion is very, very, very important. This people aren't aware of it. Next time you have a family member that managed somehow to be over, according to all of the Deos Lefi Ashkenaz, and when I say managed, because it's not poshut, that many instances it could very well be that you're, that it isn't an Easter of Nolad. We'll get to that shortly. But let's say they did. Miu v'machum tzorech, yesh lismoch asvar rishon. Machum tzorech, you're allowed to rely on svar rishon. If you take a look, that Mishnah Berurah understands the Ramah, and saying v'dieved you could be meikel. So let's, any instance where you have a shayla of Nolad, even in an instance where the Ramah is actually machmir, or in the extreme cases of the Mechaber, the few cases of the Mechaber have no lot, but the evidence everything is mutter. So really, these shailas are only lechatil. By the way, you could have read the Ramah differently, but this is how the Mishnah Berurah reads the Ramah based on the Shulchan Atzei Shittim and the Baal Tanya. And the later Sfarim all point out that even though it's a massive chiddush, this is how it's followed the halacha, that b'dieved everything is going to be mutter. The question now only is, what could you do that would create a situation of nolat, and that would mean that it's a shayla for a person to heat up food on Shabbos in a case in which the oil is going to ebb out and would constitute a identity by its own. If it's not an identity of its own, in other words, if you have a little bit of oil that's staying within the food, so then in such a case, for sure, it's going to be mutter. However, if there becomes almost two distinct dishes, so then in such a case, then you're going to have a problem. Says the Ramah, says the Mishnah Berurah, Kufei, Yesh Machmirim, the five lines in. Da fila Yesh Machmirim ein asur kim kish yesh harbe shuman ala pashtida. If there's a small amount, as we delineated before, so then in such a case, it's going to be more. So it really depends how much nolad you're creating. If it's still associated with the food itself, then nolad is that. Mutter, otherwise, according to Ramah, Lechura, there's room to say that it would be Aser. This is Lemaisa. The bottom line is that for Ashkenazim, Nimuach is going to be a problem. However, if you take a look in your booklet, I just want to point out that the Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos has a brilliant point within the Ramah. By the way, Tzarech Iyun, before I take your questions, Tzarech Iyun, why was Ramah Masig in Shin, where was that, Shin Ches? Shin Yud Ches? Why was it the Ramah was Masig in Shin Yud Ches and not Masig in Shin Chav?
Because
Bechura is explicit in Sheikhasa, and you needed the Mishnah Brura to send you back over there. The Kashrus was that the Madura is going to be Mutter even according to Ramah. That Yesh Lechatah. Yes, Matthias.
What is he being Matthias for? The act of putting it there and the Molid? But he's being Matthias for Nolad and Mukh, so that's always the Yavet. That doesn't mean he made it all. The Yavet and Nolad is not the Mukh.
Correct. In other words, that's a riot to the position that we were presenting, that could mean that that this is not Nola, but this is another category.
So that's being Machmir is called Molded if you have it not by itself.
Correct. Correct. That to be molded something by itself, that would be the answer. And that's part of what
Bill.
What's that? Correct. Correct. There is room to argue such a thing. That's, I think, along the lines of what Carr points out in Hilchos Shabbos. The shots. Yes, Rabbi Zion.
Was the secret truth also not clear about putting ice in the drink?
Putting ice inside the drink will be mutter because it's absorbed into the drink itself. The only time you're going to have a shayla is if you're taking from the freezer and you're putting it next to the fire and then it's going to melt.
That was the only case.
Correct. Correct. Now, what would the Sefer HaTrumah say, Rabbi Zion, about taking out a drink, not putting it by the fire, but letting it melt on its own? What would you say in such a case? Bechura, you would have said that he would say it's aser, right? So let's take a look at Rav Kar. Rav Kar points out that the Rosh also holds like the Sefer HaTrumah, and here the Rosh uses that word that Ben made a big deal about. Take a look at in the booklet. It's about the fifth or sixth page after the Gemara in Suvis on that Vav, Dinei Dosh, Oslam Vav, Ha'ara 60. So Rav Kar points out Val Pisa Kasara Sefer Tumba. The Raya will. You know what? Let's start from the beginning. No, beginning of 60. Le'il ha'ara 52, Nesbar sh'nechlko rishon b'taim at the imras from Gishale k'dei she'ezu l'maimu. L'Rashi, Yisur ha'mishon bore u'molot v'daf to b'yadayim. According to Rashi, it's only do b'yadayim. L'Ramban v'Rashbo, who mishon gzer s'chitas peros, v'daf to b'risit b'yadayim. U'la sefer ha'truma, who mishon nolad, da'amash ka'azov, she'im nolad alot. U'la svar azu, asar af b'zav me'mela. And that's what David said as well, that if any time me'la kur is asar. ובאמס הראשון הקשאלה, איך ייתכן שהחומר יוצא מטוסים ורימונים שהם עומדים להכילה, המשכן היוצא מהם מותר? If you take a look, the Beis Yosef also quotes this kasha. The Beis Yosef asks, that at the end of the day, what's the difference between this and mashkin shezavu? Why isn't mashkin shezavu no la? It's a great kasha. והרן תירץ על זה, זה שומן ושלק, אף כשנקרשו, Dinam kiperos ha'omdim l'mashke, she'osar ha'mashke she'azov mehen. When it comes to Shuman and Sheleg, because they're so easily transformed into their liquid state, so then, in such a case, that is something that is prone to the iser of Nolad, because they're like peros ha'omdim l'mashke. In that way, it becomes something that is part of Xera. In contrast to those things that are not at all omeid, so then those things are not going to be subject to the Yisra of Nolad. That's a chidush. If you could be mefalto with the Ran's teretz, but either way, Val Pizai Kasa Sefer Truma, the Kder Sheish Ba Pashtida, Shekrash Shem Nunisa Asu Litan Kneg Abdura, Kima Da Shuma Nimcha Vahavi Nolad. Val Rosh Kasav, Kedibre Sefer Truma Lesser, Da Havilei Molid. The Rosh says it's aser, like the Divrei Huma, because it's considered molid. The das hasmag vasmag lahakel delo aser el b'mrasik b'yadayim. Comes along, Rav Karp, and Rav Karp says that he believes if you go through the Sefer HaTrumah carefully, the Sefer HaTrumah does not hold that it's aser simply because it's nolat. The Isser, according to the Sefer HaTrumah, is to be molded via Dayan. Hence, when you, even the Sefer HaTrumah, as Rav Nisyon had asked, Even Sefer Truma agrees that if you put it inside of the water, it's going to be permissible. If you do a maisa, that is a maisa which is clear that you're being molded it into a different state, then in such a case, it's going to be awesome. If you take a look on the next page in Tafresh Samakbav, he says, after emesikir, mashekasa lesa lasevi turim gam b'meila tzarechim, the b'sefer atum of p'nei mevuar, dal yidei grama shari, dal korcha kavanaso, b'mashekasa she'asur, mishum nolad, k'mo shekasa v'arosh, mishum molid, v'zech hoshev kasiya didei, kimen shenosna b'yadayim k'neged ha'esh. The Rishonim who are Makel, who say that you're allowed to put next to the fire, they also agree that there's something called Molad that's Aser. For example, you know, just to put in modern terms, some posts say that the Isra of electricity is that you're being Molad something. So there you're doing something Biyadayim. But if you put the frozen bottle and you put it next to the fire, so is that considered a maisa biyadayim a molid? The Mechaber, based on the smag, says that that's not considered molid. Sefer HaTruma holds that it is molid. According to this Havana, then the Sefer HaTruma is not learning that everything is nolad b'toras mutza, but rather when you're doing a maisa, so this maisa is called a maisa of molid. In Kenim Advarim, points out the Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, in such an instance, there are many situations where it was clear he wasn't molad b'yadayim, and then the halacha would be that that would not constitute of the iser of the hashtida. That's a very fascinating shot. If that's so, that's why I got excited with your diuk, Ben. It could very well be then that the Sefer HaTruma and Rashi are not that far apart. According to Rav, there's an achkimina still between Rashi and the Sefer HaTruma, but according to Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, what emerges is, this is not the regular category of Muktzah. And of course, that would answer what was bothering me for years, is why is it that these halachos appear in the strangest of places? You have in Siman Shin Chaf, you have in Siman Shin Yudches, you don't have this halacha in the halachos of Nolad. The answer is that this is not the Isser Muktzah of Nolad. And this is rather the Gzeira of Molid. The Gzeira of Molid is only when you do a Maisa B'Yadayim. If you're not doing a Maisa B'Yadayim, so in such a case it's going to be Molid. Which means the Smag and the Sefer HaTrumas are very much on the same page. They're just arguing where you draw the line over here of the Isser of Molid. The Smag says that by putting by the fire, that's not considered Molid. The only time it's going to be Molid is if you do it Mamash with your hand. But Sefer HaTrumas says no. Sefer HaTrumas says that if you're putting it next to the fire, that's already going to be considered Maisa B'Yadayim, and then it's Merasik B'Shal. It's not going to help us that much in terms of the Shaila of putting things on the Plata, because when you're putting things on the Plata and it's being molded, the Shuman into something that's entirely Karush, then something that was Karush into something that's Zav, then the congealed thing has entirely changed, and it's significant that you're going to have a Shaila being molded B'Yadayim. And according to Sefer HaTruma, that's going to be problematic. Hence, it is something a person has to keep in mind for those who follow the Rama and the Mishnah Berurah about putting food back, and even with all the Tanai Hakzara and so on, if there's a significant amount of food that is going to produce liquid that was once congealed, it is a problem of being molded via diamond. So, of course, Mishnah Berurah pointed out, if it was hot, we possibly would be a shaila bishul. But even if it doesn't reach yad soled this boat, you're going to have a separate problem. Halacha l'maisa, the only way it's going to be mutter is if it's a small amount. If it's a small amount, if it's negligible, then we say it's nigrar with the ochel, and it's not going to be a problem. Where you draw the line, a small amount and a large amount, so that Mirz Hashem, when we do Simon Shin Yud Ches, we'll touch. We need to remind me that we have to touch on that. Yes, Ramati.
If the Ramad Mishnah destroyed, and he's saying the Mikko
feel out of Mastora to put out
the
fire.
In Bidyab is not a question at all.
Correct. The Rav Karp is Moda that the Moga of Ram doesn't seem to learn like him.
Correct.
What's that? Commissioner
Burr says that the
Isa Tzara
is not that
clear. Right, correct. That's quote unquote based on Moga of Ram. He's learning on the Moga of Ram. Okay. Next, in terms of halacha lemaisa, yes.
In the Dershim Shabura, in footnote 34 in Shin Chav, they have like a significant arguments on like on the sugya, the halacha lemaisa, both in terms of what are they asked, in terms of taking water not from the, not putting in the fire, but just leave it out and let it out, and also in terms of other substances, and they really presented that you could have, depending on what the substance is, you might not have the issue of Shin Yuches. In Shin Yuches, you go from having one empanada to you have your food and you have also the oil.
But here,
like he quotes Rishon Zalman Auerbach and others that like to take a frozen bottle of milk and put it out and let it thaw is totally fine.
We're going to get to that. Mm-hmm. We're going to get that. The Siyata Lishmaya. In the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasan Perek Yud. So here we're going to theorize the halacha lemaisa as that issue that Ben had mentioned. That's what you're quoting from Shlomo Zalman, Sifkat and Tesvav in Perek Yud. Of course, I'm using the older edition over here. Okay, so let's just theorize halacha lemaisa. Now it happens to be, I find, one of the most difficult prakim in Shmir Shabbos Hilchos is Perek Yud. These footnotes are murderous over here. We'll try and be. Part of the challenge is we're going to discuss shilas that are similar to the above shilas, but are different. So let's go through it. By the way, one more thing from Shmir Shabbos Hilchos said that we didn't do. Let's just take a look in terms of halacha lemaisa lemaisa mashkin shezavu. That's on the first page. Let's just see it. The mechad, the Shmir Shabbos Hilchos parakei halacha yud mitz shenifrash me'elav. If you have juice that oozed out of fruit, if it's from grapes, if you have other fruits that weren't used particularly for achila, but of course we saw with the grapefruits that was a big discussion. So this is the crunch over here. Hey Yud Aleph is where the Shmir Shabbos Hilchos of crunches the halacha of Mashkin Shezavu. Perek Yud, we have a summary of these halachos of ice and water. Says the Shmir Shabbos Hilchos of Aleph, Mutal Ashi Karek B'Shabbos V'Yomtiv, it's permissible to allow it to melt im Amna Meim of Yelchul Ibud, only if it's going to go and not be used. Kigon, Shinos and Gushi Akerach Agave Peres Kitei Litzana, Moshe Zarkon Latov Kiyar Mitbach. So then in such a case, the gzera wasn't made. If it's holy to ibud, then the gzera wasn't made. Beis, v'chein, this is halacha l'maisa, muter liten kobios kerach v'kli sheish bo mayim, o mashma achem, k'dei sheis mosesu b'toch ha'kli. You're allowed to put ice cubes into water. There, everybody's going to hold its muter, as we saw in the mechaber in Shin Chach Tes. Gimel, aval al yosem l'chadchila, gushe kerach v'toch cheis kos reka, don't put the ice cubes into cups to use those waters. Now that halacha aval al yasim, I don't know. Oh, I have the answer. Shmir Shabbos Hilchos writes beferish that the sefer is miyuad for those who follow Piskei Ashkenaz. I was about to say it. Why didn't he quote the mechaber? Mechaber holds its mutter. So the answer is that the sefer Shmir Shabbos Hilchos was not written for Sfar de Pesach. Okay, so he says, therefore you can't do a lechatchila like we saw in the Ramah. Ulam, Omer ba'asakein, ein amayin nefshar masurin, l'shtiyah l'chol shimush acher. That's how we saw one could read, one way of reading, we saw the Magen Avraham, that the Di'evet is going to be mutter. Ulam tov yasim, yimnam mishtamish mem, imnam yeshul mayim acherim l'shtiyah. So Rav Shlomo Zalman had a chumrah, that even though the Mishnah Berurah said that the halacha is that you could use it b'di'evet, Shlomo Zalman said that that's only if it's mamish b'di'evet. What's called b'di'evet? B'di'evet means you don't have any other water. But the fact that b'di'evet it happened doesn't make it mutter. I would agree that the way I presented the Mishnah Berurah is not the mashmos of the way the Shmir Shabbos Hilchos paskens that way. B'shas hatzorach mutal ha'shrekech b'kos reka af l'chatchila. Here is a chiddush l'kula that Rav Shlomo Zalman had. Let's tackle also the Pashas of Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Kuzayim, and that is that b'di'evet, the halacha is that if you're stuck, then you could rely on the mechaber and melt the water. Dalit. totally money milaseis man l'toch tehakapa shalomikara hashmaru. This is one of the most complicated, I find one of the most complicated viyunim halacha l'maaseh in Gzeiros Derabanan is the shaila about making ice cubes. Making ice cubes on Shabbos, is that permissible or not? So now you have everything that we've been learning up until now, and you turn it on its head. And it's not complicated that we have so many variables. What's complicated is the rayos that are brought. So everybody follow. We learned the halacha is that we have a machlokas l'maaseh between the mechaber and the ramah if you're allowed to melt ice cubes. Now I have another shiloh, the inverse. Am I allowed to take water and freeze it? So how would it go? So the chura, one would say that it's totally in the above machlokas. Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, you say that according to those who say that there's a problem of being molded, so then here too, you're going to say that that it's going to be a problem of molded. According to Ramah, you should be machmir. If, however, you say that there isn't a problem, so then in such a case, the only problem is meras can be a dayim, so over here you wouldn't have a problem. That would have been the pashtus of the way to go. However, that the psak here in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa is a little bit of a pshara, because Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was mekel. He thought there was room to be mekel. Rav Shlomo Zalman went through this edition, so I think almost everything, even in the top, is his lashon. He thought that there was room to be mekel, but he didn't want to disagree too much with the Dove Meisharim. The Dove Meisharim argued the following. If you take a look in footnote Yud Dalid, this is the great Shabina Rav, he argued as follows, that even the Ramban, who we said disagrees with the Sefer HaTrumah, he's the Shita that the Ran is based on, who disagrees with the Sefer HaTrumah and says that the halacha is that it doesn't qualify as nolad, or what we call molid, when you're going from ice to water. The Shabina Rav, really, the Shmir Shabbos Hilchasa doesn't capture the drama of his raya. The Shabina Rav brings a raya from Hilchas Tumas Ochlin. In Perek Aleph, Halacha Chav Beis, he quotes it, he makes reference to it later on. In Perek Aleph, Halacha Chav Beis, the discussion is which items have a din mashke and which items have a din ochel. There's a halacha that if a sheretz comes in contact with ochel, it's metame ochel. If it comes in contact with mashkin, then it's not metame. It's different. It's not subject to the same level of tumah. So there, in Tumas Ochlin, there is a discussion of when you have a sheretz that comes in contact with ice, since ice, if he's chishev alav l'mashke, it already has a din mashke, so then in such a case, ice is considered not entirely a foodstuff. Ice could be already looked at as mashke. That's what the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Halacha Chav Beis. Says the Dov Misharim. The Rambam didn't say the inverse. The Rambam did not say that if you have water, if you're going to freeze it, so then in such a case, it's going to have a din of chalakha. It doesn't go in the other direction, it only goes in one direction. So Dov Misharim has a brilliant raya. He has a brilliant raya where he says, what do you see from here? You see from here that when do we say that it's not considered something new? By the way, it doesn't matter whether you call it nolad or molad. That either something that has been created that's new, or you're creating something new. That's only when you're going from what? You're going from ice to water. However, if you're going from water to ice, so then the halacha never looked at ice as being an extension of water itself. And then even the Ramban would hold that qualifies as nolad or molad. That's speculation on Dov Misharim's part. So this is where it gets off the racer, which is almost out of our league. So Shlomo Zalman begins to be mefalpel in Sugyas and Erevin and Taharis whether the Dov Misharim is right or wrong, and Shlomo Zalman is convinced that he's wrong. So Ayin Shtam, it's a fascinating discussion. But this is, again, this is also a precursor of what I showed. We had Renan Sal bring Rais for Yetziras HaMashke and Sleep and so on. That's the way the tradition of many Gedolei Poskim to make sure to make cheshbon to see if it works out through all of Shabbos. The question is whether the Dovah Misharim's raya is a strong raya, whether it's kal v'chomer is a good kal v'chomer or not. Adkan. So what comes out la'alacha? Shlomo Zalman in Iyun thought it was wrong, but because of his reverence to the Chibina Rav, he had Rav Neuvert right, totally mana, that it shouldn't be done. Someone, I have a Talmud, a long distance Talmud, who when I did listen to Mishnah Berurah Yomi, I said over that Meikud Adina is Moter, and Shlomo Zalman held Meikud Adina is Moter, and totally mana. So he, or I said that Meikud Adina is Moter. I don't know if I said. So he said to me that Reposin, who's the Pesach in Washington Heights, that Reposin said that the minhag Yisrael has always been to be machner, not to make ice cubes on Shabbos. So and that taku is a little bit the lashon shmir Shabbos kilchus. So it's really dependent on the above the union, how it relates to above. Okay, the rest of shmir Shabbos is relatively straightforward. Let's just take a look at Hey Vav. Kol Machar Asher Asher Emegim LaOchol Matzav HaKafa Mutar Akol Chatzili LaChmiso B'Pei HaKafa Shalom Mikarer HaKashmali. The only Shaila that we're discussing are those things that are normally eaten or drunk in room temperature. Are normally eaten frozen. However, those things that are not normally eaten frozen, so then in such a case that there's not going to be a problem. Why? Because you're not being nolad into anything new. If eventually it's going to come back and you're just doing it for storage purposes, that would not constitute nolad. And that gets involved with what Ben had pointed out in Ha'aretz Hesvav. The Rav Shlomo Zalman then is quoted as discussing regards to milk, that it could very well be that milk is going to be different because it's considered choshev, both frozen as well as liquid, and therefore by milk Rav Shlomo Zalman was made. That wouldn't qualify as no. That's what he points out in Ha'ara Tesvav. Okay. Finally, let's take a look at the Mechaber in Sif Yud. Says the Mechaber, a new set of halachos in regards to ice. It starts off as an extension of this, but we're going to see. It brings us into another fascinating discussion. Mutal Shaber Hakera Kedelito Mai Mitachlev. It's permissible to break the ice in order to take water below. What's the chiddush over here that the Rama is saying? Says the Mechaber, Sifkat and Lanavav, says the Mishnah Berurah, excuse me, the Shviras HaKerach Eino Melacha Klal. Breaking ice is not considered Melacha. V'lo Asru B'risuk Elo Ma'osei Kidei She'yezuvu Me'emeimav. Ma She'en Kein Vazeh, breaking the ice is not considered a Melacha, and the Isra of Risuk is only if you're doing Kidei She'yezuvu Me'emeimav. So if you're breaking the ice to get to the water, then in such a case it's going to be permissible. Derech Agav, Rav Shlomo Zalman brought a raya against the Dov Misharim from this case. He said, wait a second, why did they not discuss the fact that by breaking the ice, what's his raya? How does he say? If you take a look in Ha'ara Yudalit, just a second, it says like this. The mekivan the mevur shinchot, first one line of shinchot. The mutar lishbar karach mikach shel maim shnikrish kedei lita maim mitachtav v'lo niskar sham shnikra b'shavah shiyah asim shem nolad. He says, we discussed beferish that the halacha is that you're allowed to break the ice. So ice is discussed, but no one ever discussed making the ice as being asim. See, Rav Shlomo Zalman claimed that if there was an iser to make ice, someone over here would have pointed out that it's usher to make the ice on Shabbos. That's his deal. I don't know if it's such a such a strong diuk, but that was his diuk against the Tribune of Rabbah. Either way, coming back to this halacha, it's permissible to break the ice to get at the water. Now here, this is halacha l'maisa. Interestingly, we have a fascinating comment from the Magen Avraham. Kasa Magen Avraham, d'binahar o be'er asur, if it's a river or a well, it's going to be asur. V'kivan shu mechuba l'karka, yesh bo mishum chash binyin estira. That's going to qualify as binyan and stira. The Magen Avraham is raising a fascinating chakira, and that is, do you look at ice as being something that's mechubar lekarka or not? Do you look at it as being attached to the ground or as not being attached to the ground? So the Magen Avraham is choshesh that it's considered attached. Aval harbe achronim choltan lav. According to the Magen Avraham, you're going to have to learn that the Mechaber was talking about, when he said it's mutter, was talking about water that was in a jug. But if it was attached to the ground, then you have a problem of bone and sosa. I once upon a time thought that there were a few shilas and hilchos mikvos that are going to be dependent on the above question. Whether you look at the frozen ice as being considered mechubar lekarka or not. Okay, that's not for now. Maybe just dawned on me, maybe we'll discuss that afterwards. Aval harbe achron chokon lav, but many achron disagree, sruhu l'shem mayim aleim, vein shach binyin of stira, utzara shabbos yesh lahotel. Many achronim say no, that there's no binyin and stira at all on these kelim. Rav Nevin Salshlita that has a brilliant raya, I put it in your supplemental booklet, has a brilliant raya that l'chura, the Magen Avraham, is wrong. Like the many achronim, but what he did was, he then defended the Magen Avraham, and I have a raya that Rav Nevin Sal's defense is correct, his defense of the Magen Avraham, and really there's not going to be much of a machlokas at all. I guess the role kimitzion teisei saras to bring all the shittos together where everything fits beautifully. So in Maseches Ohalos, in Perek Ches Halacha Hey, so Rav Nevin Sal has a kasha on the psak of the Magen Avraham. There, it says beferish that the halacha is that ice is not considered mechuber lekarka in regards to the halachos of an ohel. So what's the Mishnah describing? The Mishnah describes if you have an ohel that's created by ice, so then in such a case, then it's not considered mechuber lekarka, it's not mevi tumas hames. That's what the Mishnah describes in all those parakas halacha hey. Eilu lo mevin v'lo chotzitzin. What's one of the examples? Kipas habora v'ashelet. If you have, and I'm using this in quotes, you'll see in a moment why I'm using this in quotes, an igloo. An igloo is not going to be considered a bias. That's what comes out from Sechesel. So Nevinsel points out, black on white, that we don't consider in all those, we don't consider it binyan, and we don't consider it part of the binyan. That was Nevinsel's right, excuse me. So then he adds, this is by the way in your booklet. In the original booklet you have it, in the B'Yitzchak Yikari, Nevinsel just points out that in the Sechas Olos it's not that way. It makes reference to it. But then he says he knows the Pshat Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is not wrong. Why? He says because the Magen Avraham was talking in place, the Magen Avraham himself was from Poland. He's in a cold place. He said it could very well be that the Magen Avraham was talking about places where they have ice structures that last for a while. In New York City, where they make things out of ice, and you have ice sculptures that stick around for a while, maybe the halacha is going to be different. And what's the Mishnah describing? The Mishnah was written in Eretz Yisrael, where things, ice doesn't stick around for a while. So it could very well be, that's what Nevinsel suggests. It could be dependent on time and place. Nevinsel made shalom between the Magen Avraham and the other Achronim, that depends on the Magen Avraham. He's down the Magen Avraham Lekatzchus. He's not going against the Mishnah and Olos. And he's miyashed that the Mishnah was talking about in warmer places than the Magen Avraham was talking about colder places. So I think I was misameach my Rebbe. I just pointed out that I'm sure he knew this, so he just played along that the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayis is a riot to what Rav Nevinsel said. If you take a look in the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis, in Perek Ches, hey, 5 lines into the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis, the Rambam says, black on white, that the kippa of Kerach is going to be, not going to be considered a structure because it melts. So that's why. So ain't nothing happening in the places where it melts. That's exactly what the mug. That's the pshat. That in a place is where it melts, so then in such a case it's not considered a structure. But in Alaska, then in such a case it would be a structure, which would mean halacha l'maisa in Alaska would be considered a bayis, and it would be maybe a satoma, it would be considered a oil. In Alaska, to build and to take apart, to add ice bricks to your house would be bona, and Alaska to take apart bricks would be sosa. However, the case of the Mechaber, like most Achronim pointed out, was the Mechaber probably never meant to say that it was mutter to do it in a case of where it's a warmer area. So if it's a place where the structure is lasting, then in such case it would be mutter. And there really is no machlokus, according to this, it's no machlokus between the Mug and Achronim. It's very reminiscent of another thing that Ben Sasek from Shlomo Zalman in regards to soap, liquid soap. So they quoted that Shlomo Zalman used to tell people his mutter, and then they told him that Ramesh in America said it's aser, to which Shlomo Zalman said it's pasha. We're not arguing. In general, the Masorah is not to make machlokes. He said, I'm not arguing with Ramesh. He says, in Eretz Yisrael, the hand soap is not as fancy as in America, and the hand soap is thinner. So then the shaila is mimareh. So he says, on the liquid soap here in Israel, it wouldn't be mimareh. On the fancier soaps in America, then you would have mimreach. So a lot of times, the machlokas is really not a machlokas at all. The mitzvah is different. Yes, ma'am.
If there was really, the machlokas, if it's about whether it's put on the carpet or not, or that it could still be maybe as a kli, but as the Mishnah itself, in fact, it's not maybe and a chutz, it sounds like the realm of that's like a problem that's not shimol and klal.
Okay. Meva.
That's not subject to whether or not it's considered a chutz of the carpet.
In other words, if it would be mamish b'chub l'karka, then it would have.
So the question of how to view ice in terms of whether it's b'chub l'karka or not b'chub l'karka, then you can still have it in the plea, right? That would be, maybe.
Well, presumably because no, you're saying that if it melts, so then it doesn't have a din kli. But lav dafka, is it going to be considered? Is it considered mechubal l'karka? That's what you are. You're saying there's no kash. Rav Nenitzal's kash on Magen Avram is not necessarily a kash according to that. Right, yeah, that's fine. You're saying you don't. It doesn't have to be a strong kasha that you need to say what Rav Nenitzal said. In other words, it's possible that the Achron, that the Magen Avram would answer that kasha in a different way.
And this is still the reason for the Mishnah.
Right. And then right. Ain a phenami. I hear. I don't think it's not a kasha. And what you're saying is also not a kasha. You're saying there might be an alternative approach for the Magen Avraham. And in terms of your raya of ein mevin v'lo chotz, and I have to think about whether that's a real raya miname. But that's clearly the way Rav Nachman understood the Mishnah. Yeah.
The Stinas Haravua sounds like he was against the Magen Avraham because he also lived in Poland.
Right.
We can't say the Ramah
I don't know if that's a strong view. I hear what you're saying. In other words, the Magen Avraham said something that was strange.
Right.
You could give Mati's teretz, or you could give Ramah's teretz. You have to decide which teretz fits in better in the Mishnah in Alos. The fact that the Ramah wasn't Masig, I don't know if that. Again, look, we didn't even know why the Ramah wasn't Masig on the other Alos in terms of Rasmus and Sashelik. We don't even know why he's not masik on that. Based on Rav Karp's Torah, I think maybe there might be some suggestion about what the difference between the two is. Okay. All right. So Mirza Hashem, next time, what we're going to pick up is this very, very important sugya of Sita Beveget and with baby wipes. That will bring us to Siyata Deshmaya, to the conclusion of Simin Shin Chaf. Actually, the last Halacha Simin Shin Chaf is Tzviya Ba'Oklin, and we'll touch on that a little bit. So that will take us through the week. So the goal for this week is to try to master Simin Shin Chaf. That's the Siyata Deshmaya.